From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A criminal investigation is underway into allegations that worker health and safety were compromised at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. For decades, the federal facility in Washington state produced weapons-grade plutonium for the nation's nuclear arsenal. Now most of the work there involves cleaning up the dangerous waste left behind. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The Department of Energy's own documents reveal that over the past 2 years, dozens of Hanford workers have been exposed to toxic vapors from high-level nuclear waste storage tanks. Tom Carpenter of the Government Accountability Project, a watchdog group, says at least 90 workers have been exposed.
There's a new program put into place a couple of years ago called Accelerated Cleanup. There's been a lot of pumping of tanks, a lot of removal of waste, and therefore vapors in these tanks have been disturbed, and these workers are not being protected.
They are not, he says, being given masks or supplied air to prevent exposures to toxic vapors, and they're not getting appropriate medical care if they have been exposed. The cases cited by Carpenter involve workers at the so-called tank farms, 177 huge metal storage tanks containing radioactive and carcinogenic waste are buried underground in clusters or farms. The individual tanks contain as much as 1 million gallons of toxic waste, and many have leaked.
I was a worker in the tank farms out there with other employees.
Steve Lewis, a 51-year-old electrician, is part of the cleanup crew that is transferring waste from tanks that have leaked into newer, stronger ones. One day, Lewis was busy installing pumping equipment and didn't notice that a huge plume of vapor had begun to escape.
Before people actually yelled at me and told me to get out of there, I was starting to become aware that my skin was had a lot of sensation on my face and that I had a terrible taste in my mouth. And I knew something had happened to me as I was walking out of there.
A safety inspector later told the workers there was a hole in the tank lid. Steve Lewis says initially he didn't pay too much attention to his scratchy throat and other symptoms, but over the next few months he had respiratory problems and nosebleeds and headaches. Finally, he went to see Dr. Larry Smick, the acting medical director at HEHF, the Hanford Health Clinic that's under contract to the Department of Energy.
The doctor down there absolutely would not write down anything that I was explaining to him. He wouldn't write down anything about tank waste. He didn't care what I was exposed to, and he tried to tell me that what I had was an allergic reaction and that I had allergies and he was going to send me to an allergist.
Lewis also alleges that some of his medical records were altered or destroyed. He has since settled a whistleblower complaint against his employer but cannot reveal the specifics. Tom Carpenter, the Government Accountability Project, says Lewis's story is not an isolated incident. Documents obtained by GAP and provided to Congress show that independent medical doctors concluded that Lewis's medical condition and that of other workers was more likely than not caused by the exposure to toxic vapors. The Hanford Medical Clinic declined our request for an interview, but in written statements, HEHF categorically rejects any implication that its worker-oriented medical approach has been compromised. It says the allegations are undeserved and inaccurate. Another allegation made by GAP and refuted by HEHF is that the health clinic succumbs to pressure from contractors to report fewer workplace injuries. Emails from Smick and others that allude to that issue are posted on the GAP website. Central to this debate is a Department of Energy policy which allows the agency to impose a financial penalty on the contractor if there are too many workplace injuries. Republican Congressman Jim Greenwood, who heads a key House Oversight Committee, questions the wisdom of the policy.
I think that incentive structure clearly creates a potential for conflict of interest that is of real concern. It's one thing to incentivize safety, but if the way you meet that standard is by cover-up, then we've got a real problem.
The congressman believes that overall the workplace at Hanford is safe, but he says serious questions have been raised, and he wants answers. The Secretary of Energy has pledged an aggressive inquiry. Agency spokesman Joe Davis.
Our bottom line is that safety comes first at our sites, and if our workers feel that they are unsafe or steps that contractors have taken are not adequate to protect their safety, we won't ask them to go to work.
The Inspector General who reports to Congress is conducting his own criminal inquiry. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health and the state of Washington are also investigating. Back on Capitol Hill, Congressman Greenwood says he expects to get answers from the Department of Energy by mid-April. If the systems in place aren't protecting the workers, he says, he'll demand changes in the system. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.